Shlomo HaMelech builds the Bayis Rishon with great splendor and great celebration. The Eibishter finally has a home, Lamata Baretz, and it was built in the time when Shlomo HaMelech was the Melech HaOlam, who was the king of the entire world. The whole world came and bowed to Shlomo HaMelech. Shalom Hoya B'Yomav, there was peace in his days. And seemingly mamish, a taste of Yemois HaMashiach. Yet we find something very puzzling at the beginning of Shlomo HaMelech's building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam tells us an interesting fact. Now again, every time the Rambam speaks and seemingly tells us history, not halacha, the Rebbe teaches us that the Rambam is teaching us a halacha. Because the Rambam is not a history book, he's a sefer halachais. But listen to what the Rambam points out. At the time when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and therefore, Shlomo HaMelech built a place underground that we can hide the Arin by the Churban. Again, we're talking about 400 years before the Churban. At the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was already thinking about the destruction, and he built a tunnel underground, a place where we can bring the Oren, and it was deep underground, b'matmonios amukos v'akalkalos, basically these underground caverns and passageways, hidden places, to where they can bring the Oren, and sure enough, says the Pasuk, that in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Pedek Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel, that Yoshio HaMelech told the people right before the Churban to hide the Arin in the hiding spot that Shlomo HaMelech prepared. And not only was the Arin hidden, with it went the Matei Arin, the stick of Arin, the Mon, and other things, other objects, which were hidden away in these secret passageways. Well, comes the question, why was Shlomo HaMelech thinking of Churban at the time of the building? And what halacha can we learn from this Rambam? So you have to know a little history. And the history goes like this, that there was a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, a very choshev rov, and his name was Rabbi Getz. And Rabbi Getz went through a very difficult life, and he dedicated his life to the Beis HaMikdash. He would come every night and daven, tikkun chatzos, cry. And when they started excavating, you know, they started the excavations and they were finding the tunnels, he would go daven every single night. Now he really wanted to find the Arin. And he made calculations where the Arin might be. And he wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said not to go there. It's not for you. But as the years went on, and it came the summer of Tavshin Mem Aleph, believe it or not, they found a hidden door. The Israeli government found a hidden door under the tunnels. And they wanted to keep it a secret, and it was Mamesh, according to his Cheshboinis, the place where the Arin, leading to the Arin. And he wanted to mamish, go there. And he started digging and having all secret, you know, things going on. Unfortunately, it didn't remain secret for long. The Arabs found out about it. There was a riot. And they had to close it up. But while this was going on, it was Parshas Dvorim, Tov Shem Mem Aleph. Shabbos Chazoin. The next day was going to be Tisha B'Av. And the Rebbe spoke a fiery sicha about the tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash, which the Rebbe was very, very makbid that no one should go there. And the Sikha is later printed in Likutei Sichas, Chelek Chof Aleph. And the Nekuda, the Chidush that the Rebbe says, is that there is a tremendous misconception about the tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash and about the place where the Aron is. If you ask any Jewish person, was there the Aron in the time of Bayis Sheni? The answer is no. The Aron was missing from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You only had the Evan HaShasiyah. But the way the Rebbe learns the Rambam, Chevre, listen to this Chidush, is that being that the hiding spot for the Aron was built by Shloima HaMelech at the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so it comes out that the Aron L'chadchila has two spots. Everyone thinks the Aron has one spot. The Aron belongs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where it belongs, Begaloi. Most things have a place. And when someone's coming to destroy the building, you move the place to another place. But the second place is not where it's supposed to be. However, when the Shlomo HaMelech designed the Beis HaMikdash, both spots are part of places for the Aron. So it comes out that the tunnels underground is a mamish, the mokim of the Aron, the mokim HaMikdash. And it comes out a deeper chidush that in the time of Bayis Sheni, contrary to popular opinion, their Aron was in its place in Bayis Sheni, not in the revealed place. But the Aron L'chatchila has two places. One place to be revealed in Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one place, Lemata, under the tunnels. Now the question is, how is it that Shlomo HaMelech knew Shesoifei Lichoriv? How did he know that it was going to be destroyed? It was Ruach HaKodesh. What does it mean? Be'esh Shebona Shlomo, at the time that Shlomo HaMelech built the Mikdash, Yada Shesoifei Lichoriv, he knew it. What gave him that knowledge? What was this about? So the Rebbe explains the following thing. That anything that is everlasting, that comes from the Eibishter. Nitzchios, things that are everlasting, come from the Eibishter. Anything in Olam Hazeh has a hefsid, has an end. Being, listen to this lashon, V'balzi is binyana debarnash. Being that the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech saw that people were building the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Shlishi is going to be built by the Eibishter. We're going to do our part, but the main nitzchios is going to come from Shamayim. And being that Shlomo HaMelech saw that this is a binyan devarnash, it's a building that's built by man, he knew that this was not the ultimate Mikdash. Being that it wasn't the ultimate Mikdash, so they wanted it to be destroyed to a certain extent so that we can eventually reach the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. So he built into the Beis HaMikdash a chance of destruction. He built a second place for the Aron, thus giving room that the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. And being that it was he, the human being, the one that built the Beis HaMikdash, so he knew that eventually it has to be destroyed. Because only things from the Eibishter, binyanei dekutcha brichu, only things which are built from Hashem, have a kiyum nitzchi. But what did he accomplish? He accomplished was that there is never a time that Klal Yisrael doesn't have a Aron in its spot. L'doire doires, until Moshiach, the Aron is in its original spot. Yeah, because it originally has two spots. It originally has two places. So even in the time of Golos, even the time of Bayis Sheni, even the time of Churban Bayis Sheni and post Bayis Sheni until Bayis Shlishi, the Golos that we are in now, we can find comfort in the fact and strength from the fact that the Aron is in its proper place. And the Rebbe explains the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says, "B'matmoinis amukois, deep, like hidden places, v'kalkalois, and like kvadreta places, like different, zigzag and kruma, just very difficult directions to get there." The Rebbe says that represents two types of avoida. Matmoinis amukois. Is the deep treasures that are going to be nisgala from the Eibishter. That is the avoidus which comes through the avoidus at tzaddikim. Then you have the avoidus at tshuva, which is al kalkalos, when someone messes up and he has to return to the Eibishter. This is the two avoidus that we need to do: the avoidus at tzaddikim and the avoidus of bal tshuva, and which is going to be begoli in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Der binyan nitzchi sheibona v'yizgala b'mehera v'meinu mamesh v'gula amit ezva shleima al yedei Moshiach Tzidkenu.